Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics.
Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. This is Carl Carlson.
And Fred Shankleberg. Hey, Carl, you said that opening rather well. I know I gave you a hard time last month or so.
That was fun. I think it's a good idea for people to know that we are real and we actually have a sense of humor.
Yeah. And
even with this topic called reliability.
There you go. Sounds like a helicopter going over your place.
I think there is. It's a motorcycle just went by.
Okay. Yeah, you're in Motor Town, so lots of engines.
That's right, Motor City.
That's right. Now, in our last podcast, one of the thoughts was that to find somebody to give you feedback. And that sparked, I think you said, oh, that's a topic for another podcast. So and we also outlined the importance and methods of some tips anyway of giving and receiving feedback, because it's not enough just to get feedback. We all get feedback. Some call it road rage. Some feedback's actually helpful. Some people actually care enough to give you feedback that is meant to help and encourage you to improve. The hard part is that sometimes if you don't actively participate in receiving that feedback, you can miss the point. You can basically shut down people wanting to provide feedback to you. And then it's unfortunate, because a large part of how we grow and improve or master a subject is, like in sports, you hire a coach that says, oh, no, move your hand a little bit this way, or grip the bat this way, or this is the little hints and tips as they observe you or monitor or whatever, and the feedback is meant to improve whatever activity you're doing. Well, the same goes for professional development. And so that, I think, is why you quickly said, oh, let's make that another podcast, because I think we certainly could have talked about it for quite a bit.
It really isn't. It's just a fascinating subject. Early in my career at GM, at different careers, but the GM career, we took classes on the subject of feedback and how to, as managers, how to deliver, communicate feedback to employees or to colleagues, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to the subject. I just wanted to say that there's different, you could almost get a matrix about this, because you can give feedback and receive it. There is mandatory feedback, like happens on your annual reviews, and then there's voluntary, where you could voluntarily originate giving feedback, or you could voluntarily ask for feedback. Feedback can be general or specific. So there's these different dials on the subject of feedback, and it's fun to explore it and just kind of reflect on what works and doesn't work. Let me just share a story, and then I'll open up for any thoughts you have, Fred. Mm-hmm. Early in my career, this is my first company I worked for, was Litton Industries Guidance and Control Systems in Woodland Hills, California. And that was after college. I was an R&D engineer on gyroscopes, and it was just a fascinating subject for me as a young engineer. And after I'd been there about a year, they had these lunch and learn sessions, and everybody was encouraged just to share their knowledge of something, and both to bring your brown bag and listen to people, but also to get up in front of others. Mm-hmm. And that was one of my first experiences. And so I did a lunch and learn and actually talked to people about a particular subject. And afterwards, and of course, I didn't know how well I did, because I'd never even thought about it. I didn't have any experience in presenting or that type of thing. Afterwards, a colleague walked up to me and told me about five things that I did wrong. And it set me back on my heels. I didn't respond immediately. In other words, I didn't say, tell them to bugger off, but I listened. And then I pondered on it. And it turns out that gentleman was totally right. he was like a godsend, because he pointed out my voice volume, my this, my that. And if I had ignored it, which is, would be an easy reaction, is this idiot's telling me what I'm doing. Instead, I listened to it, I jotted down some notes, and then I went about working on it. And then I did some more lunch and learns, and I got better feedback. So the what was so important to me then was opening up, because I was not good at presenting at all. I was really bad. I did all the wrong things.
Well, but Carl, well, you know, we need to talk, you know.
Okay. Not at all.
Just giving you a hard time here.
I know.
Well, you hope, you know.
Yeah, you hope. But you got to be open. That's the point. Is I think you alluded to this. You really have to be open. You have to be receptive to hearing candid feedback, which is often not. I mean, people have not all been to school on how to give feedback,
right?
And so sometimes it's a bit raw, or rough, or it's not diplomatic.
Yeah.
And you have to be open to listen to the essence of it, and grab the nugget, and thank the person when it happens. So it could be spontaneous, or it could be part of a annual review, or it could be something that was solicited. So those are just some thoughts off the top of my head.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know, I think of jiu-jitsu, and I think that's the martial arts where you use the momentum of your opponent to their disadvantage, those kinds of thoughts.
Oh, yes.
But if somebody, you know, like this person came up to you, but they actually said, maybe not consciously, but they said, you know, Carl, you need to improve. This is for your own good. And I'm going to take the time to tell you. Now, it could be polished. It could be all kinds of different ways to do it. We'll get to how to give feedback in a moment. But I think receiving any feedback, I think you hit the nail on the head, is you got to, well, what is it they're trying to tell me here? What is it that I am not aware of that I didn't see? Have you ever been videoed and watched a video of you doing a presentation?
Yes.
Oh, man, is that painful or what?
It's really painful.
Yet, in 20 minutes with somebody that knows what they're looking for and giving you feedback and said, you know, you said this and your gesture was behind it. If you would have put your gesture in front of that, you would have had way more impact. And I'm like, huh? Let's rewind that. What? And it was like millisecond difference. And he said, you look like you knew you were going to gesture this way as you said something, but I don't know what was going through your head, but when you do that, if you would proceed, you know, it was kind of at that level of detail with a video. And then my hesitancy to hear my own voice and watch myself on a stage went away. And it was looking at the mechanics, looking at the details, looking at the stuff. And it was so specific, and it was all, and this was in a course that was about how to present really, really well. And a big part of it, even in the course, was you need to get feedback. You know, you cannot see yourself presenting. You have to get somebody else, a camera to do it.
That separate set of eyes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's beyond presenting.
Yes. Yeah, it's on everyday work.
Oh, right. And so... well, you've run into this, Carl. Is you go into an FMEA and you get the widget designer in there, and he's got the product drawings and the product prototype clutched to his chest, and is like, and we're all getting ready to say his baby's ugly, and you know, and an early step is to prepare them for the feedback they're about to receive about their design. You know, it's part of the conditioning, but part of receiving feedback is that somebody went out of their way to give you feedback. Now, if it's malicious, there's still probably some information in there, and that's hard to do. It's resist the concept of putting up your barriers and shields and say, you know, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. I got applause after this. It must be good. And all the defensive reactions. And that just takes practice. You just have to not fire back. It's just, that is so hard to do when you get started.
Yeah,
with that.
It is. I think another story is later in my career, on when I was spending more time on LinkedIn and debating topics with people in certain forums. Mm-hmm. And there was this one person that would question me in an argumentative and demeaning way. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the person. And you know, you can get on social, this is the problem with social media, is people can sort of hide behind a identity. Mm-hmm. And very often in social media, people will say things they wouldn't say to your face. And so they were argumentative and, you know, well, what you're missing is, and, you know, a lot of people have the same mistake you're making and, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. And sarcastic. And it took all my effort to not react, to try to understand if there was a kernel of reality and truth and benefit. And there was. In the middle of some of it, there was some actual beneficial comments. Mm-hmm. But I had to overcome, and I'm not perfect on this, but I had to overcome my natural tendency just to react and dismiss it. And so your point about, you know, feedback is not perfect, and sometimes people can be a little bit harsh. And like you say, just listen and try not to react in a negative way, and you can actually benefit from it. And sometimes, and it's happened to me a number of times in my career, I've actually developed relationships with people on a professional basis that would not have happened if I had just reacted to what they said.
Right.
In other words, I rose above it, so to speak, and then we became friends and everything was fine. But I think the aspect of that is called humility. And a big part of our job is to have and demonstrate humility.
Yeah. Now, part of this, the strategy is, one, be willing to accept feedback in its many various forms that it'll come at you. The second part is then once it starts is one technique I learned about years ago is ask clarifying questions. Don't ask challenging questions or rebuttals. It's time to go, could you be specific? What did you mean by that? Or how is the, how would I do this differently? What changes are you suggesting I should take on? Or what's the background for this? Where do I go to learn more about whatever the topic of feedback is? Do you have if it's in a data analysis thing, do you have some exercises or books or something I could study? And then I'll come back to you and ask you some more questions about it and see if I'm making progress, or on a presentation, will you come to the next presentation and that I'm doing and tell me how it's, if I've heard what you've said and made improvements? One is listen, but listen intently, actively, ask questions for clarity, for context, for more advice, and ask for permission to get more feedback in the future to say, you know what you're telling me, I think makes sense. I'm trying to understand it, but let me try again and you can give me more feedback. You know,
that's a wonderful comment. I think you have to signal to people, and this includes your boss, your management, or tiers of management, that you have to let them know that you're open to candid feedback. You want to hear candid. And I really like to use that word because you're not looking for compliments. You're not fishing for compliments. You're looking for candid feedback. And if you give that signal to your management, you're more likely to get it. And then if you listen, grab the nuggets, work on it, and then continue to get feedback, then you're going to gain respect. You're going to gain credibility and probably gain increase in pay as well.
Yep. Now let's switch over to how do you give feedback? Because we've kind of alluded to that there's a whole range of ways to do that. And one of the best ways I've run across this, I was working in a group at Hewlett Packard, and we were taking all kinds of courses about presenting, consulting skills, just all kinds of cool stuff. And since all of us had gone through the same basic sets of training, and a big part of all of that training was getting and giving feedback, our group just had a blast because we all knew the expectations and stuff. But most of the time, you run into somebody that you've got some expertise in, or you've got some knowledge on, or you've got some ideas that could help them, but you don't know what kind of reaction they're going to get. So part of this is helping them to hear you. And it's not in public. It's, you know, if you're going to give some very personal feedback to somebody, you know, a public forum is not the place to do it. Whether it's in the hallway at the conference, you start yelling at somebody or asking a biting question or posting on a public social media platform. No, hey, Carl, would you like some feedback on that presentation? I've got a few ideas for you. As opposed go ahead.
Yeah, you picked up a really important part of this, which is the permission.
Yeah.
And because I've seen people give feedback unsolicited without permission. In other words, they just walked up to someone and start saying it.
Right.
Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. And so I think there's some element of getting permission, or is it okay, or would you mind, or would you like to hear, or things like that. Unless you're the boss and it's part of your job, then you're going to pull somebody aside and say, okay, I want to give you some feedback on the FMEA you just did, or the project you just did, or the meeting you just held. Mm-hmm. And in that case, it's part of your job. Other than that, you need some type of acceptability. Like, would you like to hear my comments about how things went?
Mm-hmm.
Would be a way to, you don't have to use the word permission all the time, but there's some type of gate to walk through that makes it acceptable, that people will actually listen to you rather than just walking up and saying it point blank.
Right. Another tech or way to do it is, and this one may sound odd at the start, but the start is be on the same side of the table. I mean, literally sit next to somebody. And instead of pointing at, you know, sitting across from somebody or standing right in front of them and saying, your presentation, you know, did this, this, and this, and here's what I would do different. That becomes me versus you, and you're lesser and I'm greater. And just by your posture and your location, by sitting next to somebody and saying and gesturing over to the podium, say if you're providing feedback in a presentation, or if it's a technical review or a paper or something like that, put it on the table in front of both of you and point, you know, this report is pretty good. There's a few areas in here that this report, not you, this report could be better. You know, let's talk about the executive summary. It needs, you know, it would really help if you did that. And here's why. But it's, if you want to confront somebody and be belligerent, even if that's not your intent, square off face to face, sit higher, stand up while they're sitting down. I mean, all of those things matter in, at a subconscious level for most of us. But if you can be on the same side of the table or on the same, sit next to somebody and gesturing to the presentation by pointing at the podium, because that's a different person, different time and place than where you're at right now. Now, let's look back on your presentation and gesture to the podium. You move to this side, you move to that side, and you know, let's talk about eye contact and stuff like that. But disassociate the person from the activity that you observed.
Well, you have some really good points in there. You're talking about essentially there's symbology involved. There's body language involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to build on it and not repeat it, but to a couple other things I think of is in the body language, a scowl on your face can have a tremendous effect on people. And I do not advise it. In other words, you got to be careful of your facial expressions, your arm expressions, to fit the message that you're trying to convey. And a smile helps, or a nod, telling. Now, three things that come to mind just right off the top of my head on the subject of giving feedback. Positive is so important. And so there's negative feedback and positive feedback. Yeah, so that I typically like to start with the positive and state, here's what I think is going really well. And then, but also not, don't be afraid to talk about the areas of improvement. Mm-hmm. The second part is specificity. And you alluded to that when you talked about, you know, the executive summary, that type of thing. Be very specific in feedback. Don't say, you did a great job on your presentation. Well done. Okay. That's, I guess, if you're walking in a hallway, that's good. But it really would be helpful as feedback to say specifically what they did well. And then if there's some specific things they could do better, you want to be absent of emotion if possible. In other words, you don't want to be angry at someone. And if you feel anger, in other words, they really screwed up, then you need to take care of that in yourself first. But then convey the message is important. Sometimes it does take passion, which it has an emotional element, mm-hmm. but you want it to be passion around the subject or the specific thing, not the person. Right. In other words, you don't want to be angry at the person. And so those are some things, just so much to this topic. I have received good feedback and bad feedback in my life, and I've always tried to learn from it as to what works and what doesn't work. And the other thing is to be known as somebody who is receptive to feedback, and also be known as somebody who gives good feedback, because people will ask for it over time.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know. I've run into a few managers in my years that you just didn't tell them anything. You gave them, one guy I worked where he was great. I learned so much from him. But at one point he said, well, keep doing the experiment until you get the answers I want. And I, to this day, don't know whether he was joking or not. Or if it was a test to see if I would stand up and say, no, that's not right, boss. You know, and but I always wondered about that. What was he going at with that one? The other
that's
piece
is the specificity issue.
Yeah. One last piece is early in my career, we had 286 based Intel chips on our computers, and we're really just starting to get computers on our desks. And I made it wasn't Excel, it was pre-Excel, but I made a little script that worked inside a spreadsheet that helped us to. It was some set of data that we had to plot or do something with on a regular basis. So I kind of automated part of that. I thought, this is really cool. Let me go show my boss. Hey, Ron, check this out. And first thing he did is crashed every key on the keyboard and just put random garbage into the thing and goes, oh, it froze. Guess you got to work on it some more.
Ooh.
And then, you know,
that doesn't help.
Then it's like, Ron, you're not supposed to do that. And he goes, well, you're working with a bunch of engineers and technicians that they don't know what buttons to push where. And he came back and was much more specific. And he said, you know, you need to protect the fields that you don't want to be changed. And you need to do this and that. Or, you know, let's make this so that it actually has a user interface that's intuitive or useful or something like that. He was way out of his time in that regard, I think. But his method of providing the feedback was a bit eye-opening. Then I still remember it, you know?
Yeah. I did that, though. You often do remember the things that have that emotional impact. I have another thought, and then we'll probably wrap up on this podcast. But the other thought is it's a good idea to get placeholders in your work. Like if you're doing an FMEA, you're leading it to at the end of each day, you say, how's it going? Anything we need to improve? Mm-hmm. Or at the end of, you know, the full end, you can even get feedback from the design team. When I'm teaching, I like to go around the room and say to each person at the end of the day, or certainly at the end of the course, you can get written feedback from people. But I very often like to go around the room and say, hi, Bill, how are things going on the class? Any thoughts you have? And sometimes that opens up the things that they would not say otherwise. Mm-hmm. So I think if you can practice learning to make it acceptable, learning to probe, to get feedback for yourself and on an ongoing basis, and then be careful about giving it out. In other words, you want to have some degree of permission from people, but then provide it if they ask, or if it's part of your job, do some of the points that we made here in our podcast.
Yeah. No. So, hey, we're looking for feedback, by the way. Did you know that, Carl?
Yes. Well, if you're a listener and you have ideas, because I know everybody's received feedback in your course of your job, and some of it sets well, some of it doesn't. So if you've got some thoughts on what works and doesn't work, please share it. And if your job includes giving feedback, or if you give feedback on a regular basis to people, let us know what helps people and what doesn't from your point of view. We would love to hear from you. And Fred, let me give this a try.
Okay.
So if you're a listener and you want to get in touch with us, which we hope you do, so we're looking for everybody to get in touch with us, you can go to ascendoreliability.com /go/SOR, and then it'll open up to an area where you can provide feedback. There's also a new widget that Fred talked about where you can record up to 90 seconds that we'd love to hear from you that way. You can also get to our About pages on Ascendo Reliability and reach us directly that way. Or we all have a presence on LinkedIn, so we'd love to hear from you that way as well.
Hey, well done, Carl. You hit all the high points. A bit more all efficient right. than I did, so you got a new job. It's yours now.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes
well,
if you
I
do...
had a good mentor.
Yeah, there you go. Mentor. There you go. Well, it only took 100 episodes for you to
yes,
pick
exactly.
up on it. So it's got to pick up the pace here, Carl. But
yes.
So anyway, thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. See you later, Fred.
Take care, Carl.
Thanks for listening to Speaking of Reliability. We invite you to join the conversation. If you have a question or a topic that you think we should discuss in a future show, please let us know. You can find a comment box below the episode show notes, or just leave a note as part of a review on iTunes.